Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. It's a beautiful day here, and as I'm speaking, the studio's lit up, and I know I've got angels here with me. They always light up the studio when they're here. A couple of quick things before we go to our first guest. Michiko Hayashi's mother passed away recently, and I'd like to ask everyone around the world to send lots of love and light and positive energy to her and her beautiful mom. She'll be actually coming on at 3:30 to talk about auto vibrational treatments, and please stay tuned for that. I wanted to tell everyone I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides, and if you'd like to get in touch with your spirit guides and angels, please call me at 509-750-9793 here in the United States, or send me an email to outoftheworld1150@gmail.com. My next Galactic Wisdom Conference, it'll be my fifth conference, will be held at the same location it has been in the past, in Olympia, Washington, at 9101 Steilacoom Road. For more information, please see our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. The conference is only $55 for the entire conference. If you register before the end of the year, after January 1st, it'll go up to $125. If you're interested, please send me an email. Tomorrow, on September 29th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., I'll be having a wonderful Out of This World Galactic Wisdom Psychic Fair in Olympia at 9101 Steilacoom Road, Southeast. The fair is free. There'll be free presentations there. And we'll also have free water, too. Just kidding, if you come. There will be presentations by Judy Chapman. We try to reach Judy now, if we can reach her again, on sacred geometry, psychic readings, as well as presentations by myself on my new book, Messages from the Masters, with messages from President John F. Kennedy, Nostradamus, Professor Albert Einstein, and the Galactic Alliance on our beautiful, bright future. And with that, Tara Basile will be there as well. She does palm energy readings. And Tara, thanks for so much for coming on today.
Well, hello, Ted. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's so good to have you. Tara, what kind of work do you do, by the way, just to explain to my listeners?
So I do what is known as hand analysis.
Okay.
I mean, I'm a light worker. I am a holy fire Reiki master. I am a forgiveness counselor. But I combine all of that into my hand analysis. And hand analysis is more based on ancient palmistry, but it's the ability for me to read the energy in your hands using the map that's laid out in the lines of your hands and the shape of your hands. And not only that, the fingerprints. Your fingerprints are a soul imprint. So if I combine that soul imprint, that information there in your fingerprints, with the lines and the shape of your hand, which is more like your personality psychology, we get a big picture of your life and how it's going right now. And from your soul messages in your fingerprints, where are you meant to be? And compare how you are now with where you're meant to be, and see what we can do about opening up that energy for you to be who you are meant to be here on the earth plane this time around.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. Well, let's say, for example, what kinds of things have you seen? I know it's difficult. I have a television show, too, and if you were on my TV show, then you could hold your hands up to the screen and say, Ted, this means this and this means that. But like generally speaking, let's say I've got in my right hand, I have three pronounced lines going from left to right. And then in my left hand's different. I've got four lines, and one of the lines cross in the middle. It's like an X with a line on the left and a line on the right. I know I didn't explain to you this before, and you have no preparation. But just off the top of your head, in 10 words or less, what does that mean? You can have more than 10 words, by the way.
Well, so it would actually have to depend on which particular lines. If I'm looking at a heart line or a head line,
okay,
or a Mercury line crossing at a particular space. So I can't really answer that question without actually seeing it.
Okay.
But see, so some of the things that I actually do see in the hands, I can see your life purpose.
Okay.
And I can see what is your life lesson.
Oh,
and I can
really?
See another thing we call the school, which is the consciousness that you're here to embody this time around. And that, so that that life purpose, though, we the in the fingerprint, it wouldn't tell me that you are meant to be a brain surgeon.
Okay.
But it could point to the, you know, the combination of the fingerprints and the lines in your hands could point to a tendency to be in a medical field, say, perhaps.
Interesting.
Or someone who's meant to be a healer.
Interesting. Wow. Well, then, I'm so happy you're becoming to my Galactic Wisdom Healing Fair tomorrow, Tara. I'm sure people will find you fascinating, what you have to say to them.
Yes, very, very interesting. Of course, I love it.
Uh-huh.
But and I've been to your Galactic Wisdom Fairs, and I've had a booth there, and they're always wonderful. I love listening to the speakers, and I love interacting with the guests that come to the conferences. Such wonderful people.
Oh,
well, I really enjoy it.
Oh, thanks, Tara. Well, your energy is really good, too, and it's always nice to have you there. Well, the address again for people in the area, it's 9101 Stillicum Road. It's off of exit 111, which is an angelic number, off of I-5. You can actually take 111 or 114. But if you get lost or need directions, just give me a ring at 509-750-9793. And Tara, I can't wait to see you tomorrow there.
I can't wait to see you.
All right, Tara. Thanks so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Okay, thanks so much. Thanks so much. We now have Judy Chapman on the line. She called in. I'm so glad she did. She specializes in sacred geometry. And sacred geometry, from my understanding, is everywhere. Judy, are you there?
I am, Ted.
Oh, good. Thank you so much for calling in. Tell us, if you can, tell my listeners, what is sacred geometry and what kind of work do you do with that?
Well, for myself, I started off on a journey to find out what sacred geometry was.
Mm-hmm.
And my ideas about what it is have to do with the pattern of the universe. And actually, we're on our way back home from the beach, and one of the things that I was really enjoying is all the patterns of the waves, the nature, the seashells, and the way that you see sacred geometry express itself in all of nature around us.
Beautiful, beautiful. Were you out at Westport, or whereabouts were you at?
Yes, Westport, you got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We just had a gorgeous time there yesterday and this morning. In fact, they were saying today was the hottest day of the year.
Oh, that's really amazing. Oh, really? For those listening, there's actually a pod of mermaids and mermen living off the coast, just off the shore, off at Tokelen, Washington. I think they come up to Westport, too. Yeah, so you have to look, but they're there. I've seen them bobbing their heads before with friends of mine.
Okay.
And I waved at them, and they kind of looked at me and they nodded their head. It was fun, and they're there. I usually see them every time when I'm there. They're out at Westport.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But one thing I wanted to ask you, too, Judy, what is the Fibonacci sequence? What kind of number is that, and how does it express itself in nature?
The Fibonacci sequence is a set of whole numbers,
mm-hmm.
and it's starting with zero. You add one more to it, so zero plus one equals one.
Right.
And then you go back, you take the sum of the last one, and one plus one equals two, and it keeps growing and eventually gets to be quite large.
Uh-huh.
The sequence itself is very close to the golden mean, but not uh-huh. quite exactly the same. It's approaching the golden mean all the time. And the way that you find that in a whole number, because the golden mean is phi, it's 1.618 and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously an irrational number and a whole number are not the same thing, but how you find that relationship with the Fibonacci to the golden mean is you take one of the numbers and you divide the number before it. For example, if you took 144 and divided the number prior to that, 89,
mm-hmm.
you would come really close. It might be 1.618 something or 1.617 something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So quite close to the golden mean. And that is how nature expresses it. even if you look at a marguerite, which is a flower, it's the daisy. The petals, interestingly enough, for each one of the varieties corresponds to one of the numbers in the Fibonacci sequence, which is kind of an interesting piece of information.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. I had a gentleman from Los Angeles on my trip to Mount Shasta in early July, and his specialty, his name's Sam, and his specialty was sacred geometry. And I should put you guys, I should introduce you to each other, because I'm sure you'll have a lot to talk about, actually.
That would be wonderful.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll tell you about Sam tomorrow and put you in touch with
okay.
him. Okay. Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. Well, Judy, and you sell different kinds of things which are based upon sacred geometry. Is that right? Paintings and objects?
I do. Okay. I started off taking sacred geometry constructions and then adding color, whether it was in a colored pencil, watercolors, some in markers, and some combinations of everything.
Wonderful.
And they're all two-dimensional. And
wonderful.
So I've got prints, I've got greeting cards, I've got some magnets, I've got canvas. And
wonderful.
So they're reproductions in canvas. They're not original arts in canvas. But there's so many ways from small to large that you can look at my work, my mandala work, my construction, and everything that I've been exploring so far in sacred geometry.
That's amazing. Now, one of the things that Sam showed us, he gave a lecture tour back when in July at Mount Shasta, was that if you look right, you'll see sacred geometry in the patterns everywhere.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Once you become aware of it, and then it's like, how did I not see that? Or why didn't it become more obvious? But it's right there.
Right, right, right. Wonderful, Judy. Well, you'll be there tomorrow, and I'm so happy you're coming on. It's going to be a fun time.
Me too.
And I wanted to tell people, too, that if when you come, I'll have free coffee and tea there. I'll get some treats for everybody. So if you want some snacks, you'll have it. And you don't
perfect.
need to go to Starbucks beforehand to get your coffee, because I'll have some nice, tasty coffee, organic coffee there.
Excellent.
For everybody. And
right.
Anyway, Judy, you do wonderful work, and I love your energy. And again, thanks so much for coming tomorrow.
You bet, Ted. Thank you. I look forward to seeing you and everyone else who comes. I enjoy so much interacting with the public, so I look forward to that.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right, Judy, thank you so much for coming on today.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. The other person, like my producer now, Eric, is getting Carol Cravath on. She's a workshop leader, intuition master teacher, a healing instructor, a dream consultant, spiritual counselor. She does a lot of wonderful work, and she has an online workshop called Perspective Awareness Technique. It's for developing your spiritual intuition. And we've got a few minutes now before I bring on Michiko Hayashi from the Moto Peace Project at the bottom of the hour. So I wanted to bring Carol on and introduce everyone to Carol. Carol, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Ted.
Hi, Carol.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. We've got some extra time, and I've got about 15 minutes to have you on now. And so glad you could come on. Tell us about how does your perceptive awareness technique work?
Well, the perceptive awareness technique is a wonderful, actually remarkable training that connects the personality to the soul. So our higher awareness, which is intuition, is connected in easily learned steps. So we move into higher consciousness in the perceptive awareness technique very easily and with simple, clear steps. It's amazing to see people come into the workshop and 4 days later, after four evenings of training, leave as fully functioning intuitive. It's just a tremendous gift. It's so important that we use our higher consciousness to make decisions, because when we do, things go well, and we make the correct decisions for ourselves. If we're analyzing situations, or desire or the ego is getting in the way of our decisions, then we're making mistakes and we're getting hurt and we're wasting time. When we attune to our higher awareness, our intuition, we start making correct decisions and our lives smooth out. And it's just so important that we move in the direction of our spiritual consciousness, because that way our actions are directed in the ways of love, of harmony, of peace, of light, of understanding and forgiveness, all the spiritual qualities that we all want and are trying to put into action on this earth. So it's just very important to move out of the ego consciousness into our higher awareness.
and looked at it another way, too. I know that we talked about this on my show during the last hour, but the vibrations of the planet are rapidly rising. And as they rise, I think intuition and psychic abilities will become far more important even than they are today. I have friends in the hollow earth beneath Mount Shasta, Carol, and they tell me that always it's a good idea to use your heart mind when you make a decision. There's actually, they say, there's two different ways to make a decision. One is through your logical third dimensional brain, and the other way is through your heart mind, where you use your intuition and you teach people how to use your intuition to make good decisions. That's wonderful.
Yes, I agree completely. That's exactly it. The intuition always guides us to actions of integrity, love, harmony, and our highest spiritual consciousness and selves, our higher selves, come into play, and we change and we grow and we blossom, and we're able to fill our life purposes and our contributions better, and we can resolve problems easily. We can tune in and find out the exact steps to resolve a problem, a health problem, a relationship problem, changes in direction in our life. I just had a student this summer in the training who was, she was sort of at a crossroads in her life, and she really didn't know what to do. And she used the technique to discover that she had been working so hard for so long, doing for everybody else all the time, that she hadn't done anything that she really needed to do for herself.
Mm.
So that was a huge life change.
Mm-hmm.
People have big life changes when they begin using their higher awareness, their intuition.
Beautiful. What a wonderful example. Could you give us your website, please, so people could find out more about you?
Yes, I'd love to talk with anybody more about the training. It's www.tiptopwebsite.com/, and then it's my name, CaroleCrav as in Victor, ATH.
Okay, thank you so much.
And also cosmic39.com.
Okay.
It's the Perceptive Awareness Technique website.
Okay. Okay.
I'm a Pat Master teacher. Mm-hmm. And we have another Pat Master teacher named Susan Zumo, and
mm-hmm.
then another Pat teacher named Christine Jensen.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And for those who maybe like to see you in person, whereabouts are you physically located here on planet Earth? I assume you're here on the Earth. So. I never know. Sometimes people call in.
Yes. No, I'm located in Rochester, Minnesota.
Okay.
And I'd love to talk with anyone who would like to know more about the training.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, we've got some more time left. Could you give us one more miracle story from one of your students who took your classes?
Oh, yes. I have another student this summer
uh-huh.
who had a cat who was very, very needy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been hard to bond with this cat.
Right.
And she's an animal lover, actually an animal communicator.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just had a hard time with this cat. So after she took the training this summer, she was able to understand exactly the history of this cat and what was really going on and why this cat was you know, having such a hard time bonding with her.
Well,
so once she understood those things from the cat's point of view in more detail and got steps to take to be
uh-huh.
able to correct it with her intuitive awareness, it's now a wonderful relationship.
Any
problem can be resolved.
Oh, right. Did the kitty cat suffer from a lack of mice, or was there a certain cat food that he or she wanted, or what? I'm just curious.
Well, the cat had she was a rescue cat.
Okay.
And when she was very young, she was never given any attention at all.
Oh, wow.
So it was like she was always needing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Needing that.
Mm-hmm.
And so once that was understood, and she explained to the cat that she would always give her what she needed and how much she really loved her and, you know, a few other things that were involved, then the relationship changed.
Nice, nice. I've had animal psychics on my show before, and they also read animals.
Yes.
And it's so much fun to do that because they've got beautiful personalities. They love and care about us. What I've been told before about animal pets like cats and dogs, that they're the part of the furry, what is it called? The furry circle of friends around us. So, which is so beautiful when you think about it. And it's funny, like you own a dog or a cat. It's like they have total unconditional love.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's something that I think many of us here on the humanity on this planet could learn that as well to become better people.
Yeah, that's one of the main purposes of our pets.
And yeah. The other thing too I've heard is as the vibrations of the planet continue to rise, that many pets now that we have cats and dogs will actually become human next time around. They'll reincarnate and they're with us because they want to observe and learn how to be a human, and so that they'll reincarnate as a human. Have you heard that?
Absolutely. And yeah. I had a dog who was in this family because she was moving into being a human also.
Uh-huh.
So, yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, no, they're such a special part of our life. And anything that anybody can do to help spread, an understanding of their beauty and their their importance, I think is wonderful.
The other thing, too, is you've had animals in the past around you, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I always had animals.
Okay, I see a whole bunch of them, spirits around you. And the message I've gotten in the past from the spirit world about the pets, as cats and kitties and doggies, that they never leave you. They're always around you.
Yes, I believe that.
Yeah.
I have a tremendous appreciation and love for them, all the pets and dogs that I've had.
Well, I want to tell people, too, that if you've lost an animal, I know it's a hard time for you, but just know that they're always around you and they never leave you. The love is unconditional. And eventually, from what I've been told too, Carol, when you pass over, actually, you'll meet them on the other side. They'll be part of your welcoming committee.
Yes, I believe that for sure.
When you pass over. Actually, my cat Fluffy gave me a message, what was it, a year ago, 2 years ago? He said I needed to slow down and not work so hard. So I've been trying, but it's hard. But anyway, but he's right. He's right.
I have a cat who regularly tells me, I say, what's your wisdom? And he says, let go, let go, let go.
Oh, really?
In other words, let go of little things. Let go of anything that's bothering you.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So that is definitely wisdom.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's good. Of course, if you have a cat, much of the time they sleep, like, I think, 16 hours a day. So it's natural for them just to hang out and not do a lot. So,
right.
So,
absolutely.
You know, but we often get busy in this life, and it's sometimes hard to slow down. But, great, Carol. Well, I'm going to have you on my show in a couple of weeks, and I'm so glad you could come on today. From people interested, go to www.cosmic39, is that right, .com?
Yes, cosmic39.com.
Okay.
And there are a couple of videos on there.
Okay.
Explains a little bit more about it. And my website gives complete dates. The next training is October 19th through the 23rd.
Okay.
And then I have two online classes in November and one in December.
Okay. Wonderful.
And there are four evenings in a row.
Okay. Wonderful.
So I'd love to talk with people about it.
Okay.
And explain more about what's involved. So.
Okay.
It's a gift to give yourself.
How nice. How nice, Carol. Well, great. Well, thank you so much again for coming on today. I really appreciate it. And you're doing wonderful work, and I appreciate you sharing that with all my listeners.
Well, thank you so much, Ted, and so do you. And I really appreciate it, and I look forward to the interview.
Okay. All right, Carol.
Have a great afternoon. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks so much. Thanks so much. That was Carol Cravath from Rochester, Minnesota. She does wonderful work in increasing people's awareness and intuition. Now we've got Michiko Hayashi on the line. I'm so glad she'll be talking about her Hado treatments and vibration. Michi, how are you doing today?
Hi, Ted. I'm doing good. Thank you so much for having me here.
Oh, sure. Boy, you're crystal clear. It's like you're right here in the studio. You sound...
Oh, I wish I was.
No, you sound really, really clear. Really, really clear.
Thank you.
I had Dr. Andrew Holster on during the first hour.
Yes, I listened to it. I had to listen to it, and he was wonderful. I'm so glad that you had him on.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. And, of course, you'll be meeting him next month.
He said he's not going to be able to make it this year.
But I meant to say, I hope you meet him someday, because he's talking about the same thing that you kind of work to do. Sure.
We are exchanging our emails now, so this is really wonderful. We all have to get together so that we can spread this, have all the information ready for every people to help every single person on this earth.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Mitchie, we've got about a half hour, and I wanted you, if you can, just to set the stage for people who aren't familiar with your work. This is Michiko Hayashi. She's the former assistant to the famous Dr. Masaru Emoto. She's also the global director of the Emoto Peace Project. And their website for more information is www.emoto.peaceproject.net. And she's getting to be an expert in Haro vibrational therapy. Could you explain to my listeners worldwide what is Haro and how that can help people?
Okay. Haro means vibration in Japanese.
Okay.
And because Dr. Emoto wrote series of books on Haro in Japan, because before he started doing the research on water, he treated more than 10,000 people with Haro machine, vibrational machine, transmitting information into water. And what people did was how he cured those people was he had these each patient or each client drink their personalized programmed water to cancel out or to normalize their vibration of the their physical problem or spiritual problems. How it works is as Professor Einstein also said, Dr. Emoto also said that everything is vibration. Dr. Andrew said that too.
Mm-hmm.
And as we can see, even though we cannot, it's such a subtle energy that we cannot really see with our own eyes. But what we see with our own eyes are just on this physical world, physical things.
Mm-hmm.
And energies are something that we cannot see with our own eyes, but they exist. Mm-hmm. And that's energy. Our consciousness, our emotions, our energies also as vibration or frequency. And, okay.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I have a follow-up question. You're going to this wonderful water conference in Sofia, Bulgaria from, I believe it's October 18th, 19th, and 20th, and 21st. And you'll be giving a presentation there. What will your presentation cover exactly? Just briefly.
Okay. It covers about this, the message from water, Dr. Emoto's work about water crystals and how water is related to our consciousness and emotions. And then it shows how the effect of Haro machines and water, Haro water.
Beautiful.
Through his study and our... We are following that and evolving his technology.
That is so amazing. That is so amazing. Now, there's quite a bit to that because I've seen some of the materials before you've used, and you talk about there's the body and then there's your consciousness and then there's karma. How does that all, I know it's complicated, but how does that all relate to a Haro treatment or help?
Okay. Well, Dr. Emoto said that a human body has many organs and that are made up of cells.
Mm-hmm.
And cells are made up of molecules, and molecules are made up of atoms, and atoms are made up of subatomic particles.
Mm-hmm.
So and these are all affected by energy, and consciousness, or consciousness creates mind, and mind creates emotions. Emotions affect the toxins or negativity of the body, and then appears to be in our body finally.
Mm-hmm.
And also the consciousness, or our consciousness is only that's a recognizable world where that is only 5% of what we all have. And 95% is subconsciousness. And that is in our kept in the DNA as a memory.
Fascinating. Mm-hmm.
And that's where our problems start from. That's when we are in a negative emotion, that attracts or affects our subatomic particles and then starts to create problems in about 1, 2, 3 years and appears in our physical body or spiritual body.
Now, one thing I know that you've talked about before is that sometimes when you use one of these Hado machines, vibrational machines to help people, you actually, it goes back 7 generations. And the number 7 is a very interesting number because there's something called the 7-year cycle in people's lives where like every 7 years they may change relationships, they may take a new job or start a new career, or they may move, for example.
A music octave too, in 7 days a week cycle. Everything is based on 7.
On 7, and tell us about this 7-generational thing the Hado machine examines. For example, people that are having problems now, physical or spiritual problems now, it might go back several generations, up to 7 generations.
Right, because the unrecognizable world consists of everything. I mean, information from everything, because our DNA holds information from our parents, and parents' DNA have information from grandparents and ancestors also. Mm-hmm. All this information stays in our DNA. So that goes back to 7 generations.
Oh, that's
amazing. when we do Hado measurement, detect that information going back to that the 7th generations and find out not really exactly what caused, but how it affected, how this negative information affected to even us on this the life of our life.
Amazing.
So and then that if that is the root cause of the problem that we have, we can treat because it's the information and information is energy.
Sure.
That's Hado. Mm-hmm. So we can just correct that, normalize that information or frequency with the water because water can restore our water information within our body or within our DNA.
Well, I want everyone in the listening audience today, especially in the Seattle, Tacoma, Olympia, Portland area, and Vancouver as well, Vancouver, Canada, to mark down November 10th, 2018 on their calendars because, Michiko, you'll be doing something very special that day. Could you tell people what you'll be doing?
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Ted. I am so happy that I will be back in the Seattle area, Washington, Olympia, and give my Hado treatment with a Hado machine that I have. I've been using with this technology and knowledge of Dr. Emoto's and treat people and provide water to heal those people or resolve the problems that they have. And that can be human relationships or that can be for realizing their dreams, such as passing the examinations or money abundance, because everything is energy. We can do it correct if we do it correctly, but we have to be pure-minded. We cannot use this technology for the negative way or wrong way because it's so powerful.
And is it correct to say that it helps to be in a good mood or have a positive attitude about it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Because everything is in energy.
I know from talking as a psychic to the other side, my spirit friends on the other side always communicate best when I'm in a good mood, vibration. And when you're in a down mood, we're not all perfect here, and we have our but it's best if we're for a higher vibration. Yeah.
Exactly, because we have the Hado relations between emotions in the body parts. Mm-hmm. When we are irritated, it affects the nerve system. Mm-hmm. Then it creates insomnia. So for that we make the water for calmness that can resolve that problem. or excess fear affects kidneys, then that creates a renal disease. For such a person, we make the water with peace of mind.
That's fascinating. That's fascinating. Let's say someone has kidney problems. Okay. How would how to work with that? For example, and what's the spiritual cause for a kidney problem? Let's say hypothetically.
It's excess fear.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Mm-hmm. If you're so afraid of something, and it piles up, you spend days and days and days having this fear, excess fear, then this negative vibration of fear resonates of intrinsic vibration of kidney in a negative way, and then creates this renal disease. So to do, but what Huddled Machine does is it detects what kind of problem, physical or emotional problem you have, negative emotion you have, and then we will see where it can affect. So what we do is we make the water to cancel out, to normalize this negative emotions, so that you will not have this kidney problem.
And for
in
those
in the near future.
And will you be giving Hado treatments there?
Yes, I will be. Happy to do that to help people.
Okay. Well, for those interested for November 10th, if you are interested in a Hado session with Michiko, who's coming all the way from Tokyo, please just send me an email and I'll put you on the schedule. My email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And one of the things, too, that I'll be talking about tomorrow at the Galactic Wisdom Psychic Healing Fair is, of course, Tom Palladino's Scalar program. And I think his program is, he also has a healing program, too. It's you're talking about the same energy, aren't you, Michiko, between his program and Hado? It's all related?
Yes, and also Andrew's work,
right?
What Dr. Luc Montagnier found out, discovered, we're all talking about the same thing because it's vibration.
That's true, yeah.
And vibration, we can even use photographs, because Dr. Emoto, we also use photographs to make water, to heal people, treat people also. Photographs have the personal information in there. Even like when you do the study on DNA, one hair, small hair, any kind of information, thing that the person had still holds the information of that person. So it's really all information or energy.
That's fascinating.
We're talking about the same thing. Yes.
Yeah. You're all talking about the same thing. Now, one thing that I find fascinating is Dr. Emoto used to say that everything is Hado or vibration. Could you explain that a little bit? I know that's really interesting, too, for many of my listeners as well.
Okay. What we can see with our physical body is something that our eyes can see right in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
When we go like 1,000 miles away from here, we cannot see anything.
Mm-hmm.
But that exists.
Mm-hmm.
What we can see with our eyes are so limited.
Mm-hmm.
Like even water crystals, if we don't observe with a microscope of 200 times, we cannot find that water crystals.
Oh, okay.
But they exist.
Sure.
See, what we see with our physical eyes are so limited, but there's so much more.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Emoto used to say what we can see with our physical eyes is only like 3-5% of what exists.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is energy. Even though we don't see that this, I'm drinking hot water right now,
right.
And hot water has this energy, and mm-hmm. my coffee cup has its own vibration that's emitting its energy.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And we're exchanging the energy. When we resonate with each other, we'll create the beautiful energy. So what we can do is to resonate with each other, being mm-hmm. pure, being truthful, being compassionate, and understanding each other. Then that way, the energy exchanges with a beautiful energy and creates the beautiful energy around it.
Mm-hmm.
When And that's something about what we can see with our physical eyes. And with the sound, vibration is sound. The sound is pure vibration, and music is really strong vibration. It heals people. The sound really is something that, like, we can hear. We humans can hear only 20 hertz to 20,000 hertz. Mm-hmm. But other animals, such as like dolphins, can hear 150 hertz to 150,000 hertz. That's something that humans cannot hear.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Could you talk about the 532 hertz tuning fork? And
528.
Okay. Yeah. Could you talk about that?
528 hertz is it's a vibration of universal love, and that creates the love energy to everybody. And when any negative people or negativity hears this love energy, it cannot stay around where this vibration is, because the vibration is so bright and light and beautiful and high vibration. The negativity is so low that cannot exist where the high vibration is. And 528 brings all the love energy and even fixes a negative 8 DNAs also. It just brings everything back to the normal and beautiful energy.
So when you hit, I know you've got a 528 hertz tuning fork. I have one too, and I'm looking for mine.
You must be psychic. I do.
I am psychic, and I thought you might have one. Anyway, you take one of those tuning forks and you hit it. And when you hit it, what happens, Michiko? What happens when you hit it?
All the beautiful energy goes around, and it reaches the universe and gives all the beautiful, loving energy to everyone, and that creates the beautiful, loving world. And nothing of the negative energies can stay around it. Within it.
That sounds so beautiful. So beautiful.
And it cleanses everything, all the need. And so whenever I do the water crystal, a water ceremony, I hit this 528 hertz tuning fork at the beginning so that all the negativity will be gone. And also that the universe, the sky will open, and our wishes, our words and thoughts and intention to water prayer to water reaches the universe and then comes back to the water, and this water goes all around the world instantaneously with our beautiful prayer. The prayer is so effective and so beautiful, the most beautiful thing that we can ever do.
Well, I know you're psychic, so guess what I'm holding in my hand now?
Must be 528 hertz tuning fork.
That's right. And I've got a Lemurian healing crystal in my left hand.
I do too.
Okay, we're going to both hit, Michi's going to hit hers in Tokyo. I'm going to hit mine here in Seattle. And we'll blanket the earth with a vibration of love, 528 hertz now.
That's beautiful.
So let's do it. Go ahead and hit it, Michi. We'll cover the globe with love vibration.
Well, thank you.
Do it twice more.
Okay.
My friends are listening today. That's the sound of the 528 hertz tuning fork, and I've just hit it with a Lemurian crystal that has lots of love energy in it. And actually, whenever I do that, it always raises my vibration. It feels so good. So if you're, anyway, they're always so much fun to to have. Well, Michi, we've got about 10 minutes left, and why don't you talk, if you don't mind. You'll be coming on the 10th, giving Hado sessions there. And also, will you be giving a presentation on your work as well, a little presentation there?
Of Emerald Peace Project?
Yes, uh-huh, yeah.
Of course, yes, I would love to, because it's my life mission.
Okay.
So, well, thank you so much for having me there. I will be bringing, well, actually, I have a lot of children's books called The Message from Water, and it shows, it with the water crystal pictures, how beautiful our consciousnesses, words are when we use it in a positive way. The water holds that or absorbs the energies of the words we use or consciousness or emotions we have. Mm-hmm. And as we are 70% water within our body, and I mean, when we talk about cells, it's more than 99% of our cells are really water. And wow. If the water, as I heard, that every single cell has its own consciousness. And if it's affected by our emotions, I mean, it shows how important it is to for us to be always kind, compassionate, and to be loving and being grateful and forgiving and be positive all the time. Then that affects all water, with not just only within our body, because we are energy beings. So we are affecting water all around us, and that affects the environment. It goes all beyond it. And also the what is the most beautiful thing is that we resonate with the same people. So it's like we are like magnet. And this Message from Water children's book shows how what we are and how it affects what water really is. Well, once we learn about this water, I mean, we know that law of attraction.
Right.
Birds and the resonance.
Right. Birds of a feather flock together. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And once we learn that, our life really changes. And I do want all the children, I mean, especially children, but all people to learn about this. I cannot stop doing this work because it's just so beautiful. And I want everyone around the world to be happy and healthy and peaceful.
Now, Mitchie, people are asking me, I got one email, how much are these books cost? Are they expensive?
It's only, we're asking for donation of $5 per one book because it costs money to... for me to bring or print.
That's less than a cup of coffee at Starbucks, in theory.
Oh, good. Well, I don't really go to Starbucks. So.
I'm just saying some of their specialty coffees are pretty expensive.
But I think
they have good coffee. It's
you know, just think that only $5. Yeah. But it the value of this book is more than $10,000 because it changes the life of everyone.
One of the things Dr. Emoto found, and I'd love to have you expound on this, is that if you write love and gratitude on a glass of water, on the molecular level, all these beautiful water crystals appear in the water, because water has memory and it reflects that intention. But if you write something negative on a glass of water, like I hate you or something negative, then the water crystals will become ugly and they lose their beauty. That's
exactly. And that's why we should not be doing anything to affect the other person. Don't do anything. I mean, to hurt people, don't hide any information. Don't be negative. Please be very honest. Be nice. Be transparent. Mm-hmm. Because water knows. Yeah. Vibration.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm Ted. I'm saying that to you, too.
Sure. I understand. Thank you. Well, you do wonderful work for people, Michiko, and I'm so glad you'll be coming in November. And also, you'll be giving a presentation at the Water Conference next month, won't you, in Bulgaria? Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yep. Great. I am so happy that I was accepted to be a young scientist.
Yeah, right.
And I'm so grateful. Well, I will be giving this poster presentation during this water conference in Bulgaria between 18th and the 21st of 21st. October. In my poster presentation, I will be making some booklet on that too with me, so that people, I can just give some people who are interested in that, so they have this information with them when they go back home. But I will be just showing how our emotions are related, and how to machine and how to water can heal people. And we can apply that to not only human beings, but any pets, animals, our plants, flowers, trees, environment also. Actually, it's for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the presentation that I will be giving. I'm so excited.
Good, good. Well, the entire planet is shifting now into the higher dimensions. The vibrations are rising rapidly. And according to my spirit friends and Simon Parks, this process will be complete by the year 2025, when we'll shift into the fifth dimension. So it's an amazing time to be alive, and especially with these new discoveries that are coming out at the Water Conference, but with Dr. Andrew Holster, who was on during the first hour, and Professor Jerry Pollack, wonderful man, and other people, Professor Germanoff, of course. It's an amazing time. One of the things that Dr. Holster said was that you can take information from a pharmaceutical drug, for example, and reduce that information down to what did he say, electromagnetic information, and put it on a CD, and then you can transmit that on the internet to somewhere else to produce the drug, the pharmaceutical product, in a glass of water. You could do that 5 or 10,000 miles away, and it would have the same effect. That's all vibration, isn't it, Michiko? It's all hado, or vibration.
Yes. Share this information.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. You could share the information.
Well, Dr. Luc Montagnier, who received the Nobel Prize by discovering HIV virus many years ago, he discovered this. I think Dr. Andrew applied this technology, but Dr. Montagnier discovered that by studying the reproduction of DNA, he discovered that he can put this information of DNA and send it to MP3 and send the information to someone else that's living in a different country, and
right,
that reproduces the same DNA.
Hmm.
And this is really an amazing, revolutionary discovery. And that's what the homeopathy is. That's what water does.
Mm-hmm.
Water transmits or carries information, takes information to anywhere instantaneously. Like we're talking on the phone, on Skype right now. This is the same technology. Where I'm sending my voice to you instantaneously,
as if
we were in the same studio.
That's right.
And that's something that we can do with anything as an information.
That's true. That's true. Michi, we have a minute and a half left. And first off, don't go yet, but I just want to thank everyone so much for listening to Out of This World Radio today. I hope you've enjoyed this show. And Michi, I want to give you about a minute or so to wrap up your wonderful interview today, and then we'll play the water song.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Ted, for having me today, and thank you so much, everyone, for listening to Out of This World today again. And I am so happy that I will be in Bulgaria to give my poster presentation on the late Dr. Emoto's work. And we are evolving this technology, and I'm happy that I can introduce how to machine and how to water can help people in many ways, not only physical body or emotion, but help them with bringing their desire. Anything is possible with water and how to vibration. So
yeah.
I look forward to meeting everyone there.
Wonderful. And on behalf of both of us, I want to thank Professor Germanoff and of course Jerry Pollack at the University of Washington for supporting both of us in our travels there, I think you're doing wonderful work, and this is really the cutting edge of of a scientific breakthrough. And
oh, this is so important, yes.
And it'll really help transform humanity and bring in mm-hmm. many, many new inventions, and I think make us all a better and happier planet. Well, with that, I hope everyone has a beautiful and happy weekend. And Michiko, thank you so much again for coming on today. Her website is www.emotopeaceproject.net. And Michiko, I hope you have a wonderful and happy weekend. Again, everyone, thank you so much for listening today.